Welcome back to the Rocky Mountain Review. I'm Ryan Wandsworth.
And I'm Maximus Hunter. And we're joined in studio by a reporter,
Daniel Chavez.
Thanks, Daniel.
And Daniel has something very interesting to share with us.
Yeah, I do indeed. Hey there, my name is Daniel Chavez, and this is your local news for Thursday, September 5th, 2019. You're listening to the Rocky Mountain Review on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Colorado CBS 4 reports that a small wildfire broke out at Horsetooth Reservoir today. The fire was first reported at noon and described as a skyline fire, or a fire that follows the ridge of the mountain. The fire took place on the northeast side of the mountain. As of 2 p.m. today, the fire has been reported as 75% contained, thankfully. The fire contained no damage to structures, but did cause a closure of County Road 23. Afternoon winds of 50 to 20 miles per hour threatened to spread the flames, but the accompanying storm will hopefully aid in control efforts. The cause of this fire is still unknown. In other news, Fort Collins police are asking for assistance in identifying a suspect would-be kidnapper. A teenage female fell off her skateboard on Deerfield Drive when a man got out of his vehicle and attempted to force her inside. Two bystanders approached the situation and thankfully got the girl out. The suspect is described as a Hispanic man in his early 20s, 5'10", with short hair, bushy eyebrows, a small mustache, tattoos, a deep voice, and a Spanish accent. He was driving an older tan four-door sedan with a bubbled window tint. Police would also like information about the two bystanders for questioning. They have been described as both white men, 20 to 30 years old, one of whom has a goatee and side-swept hair. To volunteer information, police have asked people to contact Corporal Tessa Jacobson at 970-416-2825. Pushback against new Colorado sex education has reached the ears of Colorado Association of School Boards. The law, House Bill 1023, states that schools are not required to teach such sex education, but if they do, they must include curriculum on consent, healthy relationships, and information about child abandonment laws. Under the law, parents have the right to opt their children out of sex education. Objections to the law come from points of view that dislike being told how to teach their children about sex. Some critics say that the new requirements differ too greatly from the Common Core requirements of the rest of the nation. The Colorado Association of School Boards say they plan on looking into the effects of the law, but do not plan on taking any action. With your local news, I'm Daniel Chavez, and you're listening to Rocky Mountain Review on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
Yeah, thank you.
That was fantastic. That was also Daniel's first newscast for the show.
That was, and he did so incredible.
We're very proud of him.
Thank you. I'm going to cry.
He's growing
up. I'm
going to
cry.
So that last story, actually, we're going to talk about a little bit later about Colorado schools trying to change the constitutionality of the new sex ed law. But before that, we're going to have an interview with the fitness festival events. So make sure you stay tuned for that. But before that, we're going to take a little break. So stay tuned.